Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is Zainab, and today we're going to discuss something very important with Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Dear listeners, in this program, we try to answer your questions and issues that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified progeny. Well, Professor Naqavi, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, Professor, we have often questions from parents, but today we have a question from a teenage girl, and the question is very, I must say, a difficult question, but the issue is very, very sensitive. Let me read out the question for you. I am a girl and I am 19 years old. My father has been abusive since my childhood. My mother tries to console me that he is a diabetic and hypertension patient, so don't take things on heart. I have tried to convince myself over the years, but I am concerned about my younger sisters because my father's behavior is same towards them. And I personally know how difficult it is to tackle with that abusive behavior. Can you help me through your program? How can I change the environment in my home? Though it's a difficult task, but I am hopeful. That's a very, very, I must say, a mature girl, though she is teen, but she seems to be very, very mature. And that's a really hard question to answer.
Yes, of course, she's capable, or she's in the age of becoming a mother. She can be married off and she can become a mother, and she should be able to manage her family life in a better way, inshallah. I hope that when she gets married, she's not faced with a similar situation as
her mother was facing.
Of course, number one, in all our difficult situations, we should try to invoke the mercy of Allah Almighty. We should also try to ask the Imams to intercede with the Allah Almighty to help us in this situation and give us strength internally to deal with situations and be patient regarding them. Changing the behavior of an abusive person is a difficult situation. Number one, we need to seek guidance from people who are capable of giving that guidance, counselors or whoever. They may suggest that try to find out the things which cause such behavior. Why does that? What is the thing which stimulates such abusive behavior? What is the reason for such behavior? And maybe it might be so that some of us from the family is causing such a behavior situation for him. Of course, if that abusive behavior is inherent in his nature from the beginning, he's been brought up in such a society, in such a family where abuse is not an issue.
All right.
Then that's a very, very difficult situation, of course. But still...
However, her mother has mentioned a point for her, which she has mentioned in her question, that the father is both diabetic and hypertensive, and it kind of indicates that he takes medicines that are having the side effects.
Yes, so it is possible. And then again, you need to find alternatives to this medication. And there's a lot of medication which may not have such side effects. Managing hypertension or managing, for example, diabetes, it's not just based on medication. You need to change your
lifestyle,
of course, very important is changing your lifestyle, and you're changing your behavior and your attitude. Of course, that again is a very difficult situation, but still one can endeavor to find ways to, for a child to be able to influence her father is a difficult thing. Maybe she can, or maybe she cannot. If she cannot do it on her own, she needs to find help. She should team up with her mother somehow, or she should take outside help. Maybe she has an uncle or an auntie, the father's siblings, maybe they can help. And they need to sort out some solution for this issue. They need to consult others and find out the causes. And if maybe changing medication, taking your father to a counselor, so many things can happen.
Yeah, indeed. We'll discuss more on this after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab with Professor Naqavi, and we're discussing a very, very sensitive issue of a teenage girl who's 19, almost towards the end of her teens, but facing a very difficult situation where the father is abusive, and now she's concerned about her younger sisters or younger brothers who face the same situation, the abuse from father. Well, the explanation that my mother gives is that don't take things on heart because your father is hypertensive and diabetic. I must say that this mother is also very wise, very mature, who is consoling her or sympathizing her children this way.
Yes, I think that is a very good way. Another way could be that when they, in such a situation, when their father becomes abusive, if not immediately, but they, later on, somehow they should express their love and their respect for their father, and they would try to express their empathy and sympathize with their father. They shouldn't make him feel bad about it. Maybe they should somehow convey to him that, look, we love you, we respect you, but sometimes when you become angry, we feel very distressed. So they should be able to not just, conversation and communication is not just about talking about ideas, it's talking about how to convey what you feel. And maybe the way you express your feelings to your father and you maintain the respect and love that is there, should be there for the father, he may feel stressed up, but when he feels that my children are loving me and expressing their respect for me, in any case, he may feel bad about it, and he may try to change his behavior. Maybe it's because when he is abusive, they either shout back maybe to show their disrespect, or don't do anything which shows them that their father, that they love him in spite of his abusings. Of course, again, it should not such be in such a way that his abusings are condoned. No.
So the displeasure has to be shown again in a respected manner.
In a respected and loving and caring way, that we empathize with you, we understand you have a problem, we need to help you, we need to assist you.
I understand you're stressed.
Yes, and do you need us to do something? So he may be influenced, or he may, you know, change his attitude, he may change his, he may reflect upon himself and think, look, in spite of all of this, these children or my wife, they are not leaving me on my own, they are trying to assist me, and certainly person.
Maybe the behavior will change.
Will change, yes.
So there are hopes the behavior could change with the attitude you as a teen or you as a wife have towards this abusive father and have towards this abusive husband, I must say. So your attitude basically can change things. I remember one of my cousins at a very early age when we were children, and on Eids and other things, we used to go to each other's house. And what happened next? Let me keep it a curiosity for the listeners. I'll tell you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. Now let me break the ice and let me tell you what I was saying. So I remember as children on Eids and on other gatherings, we used to get together, have get-togethers. And I remember one of my cousins, whenever her father would get angry, she would tell him, Assalamu alaikum. And all of a sudden, her father would forget all his anger and his anger would turn into a beautiful smile. And that was a beautiful way. That's even suggested in narrations that if a person is angry, try saying salam to him. Or there are many other things which are suggested, like change your state if you're standing. Can you suggest some?
Yes, of course. As I said, especially when the person, you're talking about the person himself who is.
Yeah, the person, because there might be many fathers who might have the same kind or little kind of behavior, because after all, fathers are stressed. They go out, they have tensions. They can't be humble all the time. So,
of course,
there might be definitely some fathers who have such behavior. What do you suggest for them?
They certainly should be able to reflect upon their behavior, and they should be able to manage their feelings and their actions. And someone, if they're not understanding that, then someone should point it out to them. But in a very respectful way, as I said. And of course, instead of, the child, especially the younger children, a younger girl, because the father is very much attracted to the
girl child.
He has a very loving, relationship with the with a girl. And the girl can be very influential upon
father.
The father. They have a very beautiful relationship, and it's upon, she's even, if when you say she's 19 years of age, so she's very mature.
Mature enough.
And she can manage that, and even she can ask her siblings, the younger ones, to help her out, to make, to relieve their father of his stresses.
Yeah.
I mean, take care of his, bring him food, bring him things which he wants, take care, even, for example...
Try not to create an environment in the family wherein your father feels...
Stressed up. He should feel relieved. He is feeling stressed up in the office, in the place of work. So when he comes home, the home should be a very, solacing type of environment, soothing for him. When he comes,
it should not add to his anger.
Children
stress.
Come to him; they welcome him. He takes them up in his arms. He kisses them. So, I mean, it should be a way he feels lightened up when he comes home. He feels relaxed. He feels, love, because at the place of work he's stressed up. Maybe his boss. He's a boss. He's always in a situation with his people, the subordinates. Or he's a subordinate of a boss, and he's always at the, the boss is always telling him off or whatever. So, but when someone comes at home, it should be environment of love and respect and, dignity and expression of feelings and beautiful feelings of love. And especially girls can do that. And that can make him refrain
From all the stresses he has had outside.
Yes. And he may realize then he should be able to abstain from such behavior, which is abusive.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us and for actually answering this very hard question in a very sensible manner. Dear sister, one of the other ways that's just coming into my mind, if you want your father to feel respected and at the same time you're making efforts to change the environment. You said you have siblings. You can actually teach your siblings some of the ahadith, some of the narrations about the control of anger, very loudly in front of your father. Like you can say, "Dear sister, do you know Imam Qasim was named Qasim because he had control over his anger?" You could say such beautiful things in front of your father and maybe he indirectly understands your message. Thank you so much for being with us. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.